Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1. Todd's here from News Center Maine. You know, we do this silly show and we joke around, but our best wishes to the folks in Farmington. And the family of Michael Bell. Michael Bell is his name, right? Mm-hmm. Michael Bell.
Fire captain.
Yeah, man. It's just when you see the video of the explosion in Farmington, it's just that building exploded and that's what it looked like. It's just baffling. You turn on
completely leveled.
Just completely it never existed.
Right. That was what was just so crazy, and that there was not more deaths.
It's really kind of, you know, like.
Well, and good for that guy who let him know that how many times do we smell something funky and you go, I'm sure it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like a reminder to listen to the people who, you know. I mean, we've had the fire alarm go off here and we stay in the studio because we're like, we got to do the show. Which is kind of dumb.
Right. First smell of smoke, though, I would be out the door.
Oh, no. If we could smell, that would be different. Yeah, that'd be different. Well, because that's the problem. It's like so many times it's like just a faulty thing and it's not the real deal.
I think about that sometimes sleeping over my basement. I have a tank for oil, and I just think, I don't know how all that works, but I just thought of it just in this old building, like, I don't, does oil explode?
Well, it doesn't happen.
Very often.
At all. Yeah, do you have a carbon monoxide detector?
I do.
I think you do you have to have that now, legally?
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of scary one.
The silent one.
Yeah.
The silent killer.
Yeah. People just, go to sleep and then you don't wake up. Right. I mean, it's really, that one's a scary one.
Sure.
That was, remember I had that, I brought mine to, you remember the story about when I first moved in with Kyle? I don't know if I told Todd this story. So I first moved in with Kyle. Well, no, you know what? I'd lived there for a couple months. So he had lived in this apartment before we got the condo. He lived in this apartment for like 12 or 13 years. And I moved in and I still had some stuff. We had like an extra bedroom. So I had some of the stuff that I hadn't really, I was like, I'll go through it at some point. So there were these bins in there. So it was one morning. I was already at work, obviously. And he was like, let the dogs out or something. And then he hears like the chirp because one of the smoke detectors is, that needs a battery.
Right. Yeah.
You know that? And it does it like...
Like minute.
It's like every minute. So if you hear it, then you go, oh, wait. Yeah. But he can't figure out which one it is.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Right? So then he's like getting ready for work and stuff. And he's wandering around the apartment. This was not a big apartment either.
Right.
But trying to figure out which one is
frustrated,
chirping, you know?
Right.
So he's going, okay, I think it's that one. So then he replaces the battery. And then he hears it chirp again, but it's a different one. And he goes, oh, God. So he goes outside, goes to Rite Aid, like goes to get more little 9 volts and all that, comes back in, replaces the other one. And then he still hears it chirp. I think there were three. So he's like, well, whatever. I'm just going to replace the other one. So he replaces that. He's getting ready. He's about to go.
Mm.
And he hears another chirp. And he's like, I've replaced all the freaking smoke detectors, right? So he hears a chirp again. And then he starts walking closer to the chirp every minute. So he stands there for a minute, waits for it to chirp again.
You have to wait.
Then walks closer, waits for it to chirp again. Walks closer, waits for it to chirp again. He's walking closer and closer to one of the bins in the center bedroom that I had brought over and not yet unpacked.
Uh-oh.
The chirping was from an old carbon monoxide detector that I had at my old place that I just tossed in my bin.
Oh, my God.
And the battery was dead on that.
How pissed was he?
Real pissed. I got a text that morning. You know, we were doing the show. It must have been about 7 o'clock when he's normally at work. And he goes, we have to go through your bins later. That was his good morning text.
Right.
And I was like, uh-oh, why? And he goes, well, suffice it to say, I'm late for work and your old smoke detector needs a new battery.
Okay.
To which I reply, oh no. Sorry. Love you. Oh boy. Yep. Man, that was a while ago. You know what's so funny is that's one of those things, like at the time I was kind of annoyed by it. Like, why couldn't you just tell me? Like, why did you have to make it a whole thing? You know, I'm sorry, whatever. You got to drag it out and make it a whole thing. Now I got to go through this. Now I miss that, you know?
Yeah,
I miss getting berated.
There's plenty of us who will happily
berate. No, you don't need to make up for it. I'm saying I miss Kyle, not I don't miss berating in general. I just miss being berated by Kyle.
Yeah.